All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khwai Ange Shekhlech from the Intlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Goishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have some Kin Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. We have Fuzz Rider. We have Master Beat. And also some Infected Mushroom and Bliss. And we have some guests coming up. We have the station manager here up at CJSF 90.1 FM, Magnus, and we will have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, and also Shkwait Shekhlech, as well as Lady Faima. So we're going to start off our show right now, and our subject is about loyalty. So we're going to start off our show with some Kin Gizzard and Lizard Wizard and their song called Venusian 2. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get to our special guest, Magnus. So have a listen. Enjoy, everyone. Oops, sorry. I'm going to go back to the... Here it is. We're back. That was Kin Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, and their song was called Venusian 2, and we're back. So we're going to start off the show with what our brother Wegedes taught us, how to do some three deep breaths, and we're going to start off on 3, 2, 1. Last one. All right. Yeah, just imagine getting rid of all the negative energy in your minds and just get your bodies ready for all this good topics that we're going to talk about, loyalty. And we have a very loyal man with us here, Magnus.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Yeah, and he's been with the station for, I guess, over 20 years now, eh?
Yep.
Yeah, so it's really exciting, and we wanted to go over the new stuff that's coming in. We have an app coming in. And
yeah, we definitely do, and it's pretty exciting. We've been working on it for quite a while. You know, being a community radio station, we often focus on very much on the radio side of things, which is important because that we are a radio station. But what it means to be a radio station is different than it used to be, right? I mean, we could focus on just the broadcast part of what we do, and that was enough. You know, in the modern sort of the new era of you know, everything's online, everything's internet. People are used to getting things from a whole bunch of different ways, mm-hmm. you know, accessing whatever media they're doing. So we need to move forward, you know, with the times. And so we've been working on developing a smartphone app, mm-hmm. and it's going to be available for Apple and for Android. And so it's pretty exciting because, you know, people definitely continue to listen on the radio. Mm-hmm. We know that, and whether it's in their car or at home or, you know, the little radio in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. But people listen to things through other means, and everybody's got their phone with them. Mm. So having an app which will allow them to listen to the radio through the app on their phone is going to be really good. And I think it's great for listeners. But it's also great for the station because it opens up another way of listening to the station.
Yeah.
So, you know, the in the first version we're going to be releasing, you'll be able to listen to the live broadcast. So, you know, if people had the app and they clicked into it right now, they'd listen to this program that's on the air right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be very quickly adding some other features that allow people to listen to past programs,
mm.
like for Free Voices, you know, after every show,
yeah.
you spend some time, you know, prepping up the show you just finished and then uploading it to our website.
Mm-hmm.
Through the app, soon you'll be able to access all those programs that are available on the website. So if people miss Free Voices,
mm.
you know, when it's happening right now, live on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ultimately they'll be able to. I mean, they can do that now through the website,
yeah.
But they'll also be able to do it through their phone. And I think that's going to make it much more accessible and convenient to use.
Because
I think, you know, obviously one of the limitations of listening either through the computer or, you know, playing the audio of previous programs through the computers, people don't always want to be sitting at their computer, you
mm-hmm.
know. They want to do other stuff. Maybe they're in the kitchen and they can just call it up in the app, hit play, set it on the counter, and get back to what else they're doing, you
mm-hmm.
know. So I think it's going to make those shows way more accessible. It's going to make it much easier for and convenient for people to listen to,
mm-hmm.
listen to the radio.
And when is it going to be available, or is it already available?
We are going to probably do a soft release. And by soft release, I mean we'll put it on the Play Store and the App Store, respectively, probably within about the next week. And then after that, we'll put together and do a big sort of promotional campaign to really raise awareness about it. But most likely, you know, within the next week.
And how would they find it when they go on to
They can just Google or search in the search bars on the app stores, you know, CJSF app or yep. CJSF radio app.
Okay.
And that'll bring it up.
That's so awesome. I can't
yeah.
wait.
You know, and, you know, shortly after that, You know, as part of sort of a more public rollout, you know, we'll put links on our website or even a QR code on the website. You just, you know, scan the QR code and it'll take you right to the appropriate App Store, Play Store, where the app can be downloaded.
Yeah, that would be on the camera, right, on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And we'll do similar stuff through, you know, once we start pushing it out on our different social media channels. You know, if you access that social media on your phone, you'll just be able to click the link and it should take you right there to where you can download it. And, of course, it's going to be free. We're not charging for it. Mm. We just want people to get the app, and hopefully that'll both make it easier for current listeners to listen in, and I hope by making it more accessible, bring us in some new listeners. Because I know some folks, or certainly, you know, I mean, a radio used to be something in everybody's home. People have multiple radios. That's less the case now. Mm. I don't understand that because I listen to the radio all the time, not just this station, but other stations.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people are in the habit of just listening to, you know, their streaming music or whatever, and that's how they do things,
mm-hmm.
or podcasts. Well, so we're going to make it more accessible, make our past programs or podcasts more available and put it in people's hands.
Mm. Well, we really appreciate you for all the work that you guys do here and the other members that are helping us build that app. It's just highly commendable, and we really appreciate it and look forward to using the apps and sending it out to all our listeners out there, and it's going to be amazing.
And I do want to give a lot of credit to the students who've worked on this app. We've had, you know, students who get some part-time work through financial aid. And so through that program, we've had a number of SFU computer science students who've been helping with this. And they're the ones who do the coding. I mean, I work with them and talk with them, but I'm not personally doing any of the coding. They're the ones who are setting up and making it work. And it's a really nice, slick-looking app and visually really attractive and very easy to use. And
yeah, I've used the beta test one, and it's pretty easy and sleek to use, and I'm looking forward to it, and I can't wait. And we also might as well mention a little bit about our upcoming activities, like I think it's September or November. It's our fun drive.
Yep.
Yeah,
our annual fundraising drive is coming up in beginning of November.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal, and you know, we hope people, when the time comes, will step up and support the station with a donation. Mm. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing coming up. We have some other public events. We're going to be at Victory Square Block Party in September. That's an event. Spearheaded by our colleagues at CITR, which is a station at UBC, but we're also going to be down there helping them with a bunch of the technical side. So it's sort of like a co-production of sorts, and that's in Victory Square on Labor Day at the end of the summer.
That sounds excellent.
Yeah. And we're also hoping to do, it's a bit in the early stages, but, you know, in connection with FunDrive, putting on a 20th anniversary show for the station. Because this year, 2023, is our 20th anniversary of being on the FM dial. That's here in Vancouver. We went on the air on FM on the 13th of February in 2003. After a long years of being on cable FM and you know, I think we'd been streaming on the internet for about 5 years before that. But, you know, being on the FM dial and being available throughout the region on radio was a real game changer for the station.
Mm.
So we're going to do a concert at a local venue with a few bands and stuff, and that'll be around November time as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate you for coming in and joining us and sharing some of the information. It's just honor and a privilege to work with you and all the staff here and everything that you guys do here. And just really appreciate you from myself and all the Free Voices and all our listeners. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate Free Voices too. I mean, listeners may not know, you know, I mean, I guess they hear the whole team here on the radio, but often a whole bunch of the Free Voices crew come up here, and it's really nice to have them all hanging around. And sometimes there's some tea and sweets brought in, which is always a treat and always helps build the, you know, the community that we have here at CJSF.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we better let you get back to your activities and duties. And
all right.
Appreciate you. So we'll carry on with the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. Upcoming next, we're going to have our next guest, which will be the president of Minnetonka Park Association. And we're going to play her a song, though. And it's from Fuzz Rider, Dusk Till Dawn. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
we're back. That was Fuzz Rider and their song called Dusk Till Dawn. And we have Celia on the line, the president of Minnetonka Park Association. How are you doing,
Good
Celia?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, how is your day going so far?
Oh, it's going really well. Yeah, it's a beautiful day, and my thoughts and love and wishes go out to everybody for today, and for people whose day is harder with fires or other struggles and challenges, I send extra buckets of love because
it's so needed and so appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we have our subject today is on loyalty, and I'd love to hear what you have to say on loyalty.
Yes, thank you. These themes are so great to really reflect on. That's what I'm especially appreciating, that it allows that to happen. It gives me that pause for thought and feeling into it. I mean, when I think of the word loyal, my immediate reaction to the word is positive. It's a positive thing, loyalty. And then as I reflect on it, I think, oh, it's multi-layered, and it's got more much more depth of possibilities to it. And so, like, being reflective and quiet and listening to that is really important. So for me, what does it mean? Well, it means like a devotion towards something. The thing is that can also be a devotion towards a gang or a cult or businesses that are manipulating our loyalty, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's a tricky word for me. So it was good for me to think about this and more deeply than I normally would. And then what do I do when loyalty collides with itself? Like if, for example, in my life, you know, I feel like I'm loyal to my family. But what if that loyalty, and I'm loyal to love. The two are often aligned. But what if love is, I think back on Young Love, because that song that you sent me earlier today reminded me of that.
Mm.
I thought, like, that internal struggle of loyal to Young Love or loyal to my family, an either-or kind of thing. And I think what it reminded me is the bigger umbrella of all of this is what loyal to what values do I hold? Like, what are the most important values to me in the world, you know? And then living through that as my North Star. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just such something that is very intriguing. Like, we see it,
mm-hmm.
like, I learned a lot through the animals. We used to have a big book called the Character Sketches, and it outlined certain animals that had all these very unique character traits. And for me, I learned about the Canadian goose, and they connected it with loyalty.
Oh,
and
interesting.
The reason why is because they stay together. They mate together. They choose their partner, and they stay together for life.
Right.
They don't bounce around and look for another sexier goose out there or gander.
Yeah.
They stick with each other till the end. And it just...
Right, so something,
it's a very special thing that just makes me amazed that, you know, even these creatures that are different species, they have these character traits that really stand out, and they're worth... They're worth looking into them and trying to not really imitate them, but learn from them and learn their attributes and something that we can pass on to, like, people around us and try to practice the same type of values. And even though they don't value it, it's just something that's inborn in them, and it's
right.
Yeah,
that's interesting. I love that. I love that perspective of observing the different animals and creatures as a way of learning more about this concept of loyalty. That's just such an interesting lens to look at it through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was just coming up regularly, just from my discussions with riders and just other people that I know. And that's kind of how the selection process goes for our subjects too, is it's just something that is always prevalent and stands out and something that we need to address sometimes, and it's very helpful. And our goal is to empower people and be a positive influence in every one of our listeners' ears, and not only for them but for ourselves too. Just something that can uplift us and talk about and enjoy each other, and just bring some of the knowledge that we have inside of us and share it with the rest of the world.
Absolutely. I see you as very loyal to this vision that you are carrying out through the radio station. That's another idea of loyalty, right? Mm. Like the loyalty of spreading positivity and depth of conversation and open discussion about things too, you know?
Yeah, well, it really gives me a lot of responsibility because, you know, like I always like to acknowledge all our listeners from all over the world, from, you know, Germany and Russia and China and Africa and England and Japan, all these countries that, you know, they tune in and listen. And it's just so important that we share all this together. We're in this world together, and we're not here for very long either.
That's the thing, right? That's the thing. It's like it's a heartbeat in the history of the world. One heartbeat is each of our, maybe not even one heartbeat, is the history of our life in terms of the context of the world history, right? It's like, boop, okay, come and gone.
And then add the universe. And, you know, by the time our waves get out into wherever planet, you know, we're already gone. We're already gone.
That's true.
So it's just something to think about and realize and understand. And it's just a special time that we can be together and join each other on our journeys in this very strange but very fulfilling world if we seek it out.
So we just need to put that. There's a preciousness, at least I know when, with the different things going on, that almost the preciousness comes even closer to me than if there isn't chaos or things going on in the world that aren't, as, you know, that are harder to look at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and I hear you on the responsibility. You're a leader in the community when you go on the air or do other activities, and the leadership does come with responsibility, and it's good to know, you know, that anybody who steps into leadership of different sorts in their world, that they're cognizant of that responsibility as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so true. And we really thank you for being loyal and coming to our program all the time and joining us and sharing and time out of your day. And
it's always an honor.
Yeah, and just giving some of your knowledge and special enthusiasm. It's just a real joy, a privilege, and an honor to bring you on and have these discussions.
Thank you so much. I look forward to talking again soon.
Yes, for sure. We're looking forward to talking again and hearing from you very soon. And